The quality of our concentration was very high. We never had a minute where we could feel we dropped a little bit our focus. And although it was a very intense game, when you look at the physical performance of the two teams, it's absolutely through the roof. So that means distances, the players produced an immense performance on both sides.
Are you tempted to wonder why this performance wasn't there before the break?
I feel we had a very good game at Man City, and I analysed it very well, and it was a very tight game. If you analyse it with our model, the game was a draw, and the referee influenced the decision. That's what the game was. And we had a few away games where our performances were good, but when you lose, people go always to definite conclusions without going further into any analysis. And we were not as bad as people said that, because we have 22 points today. We are a few points short, but if you analyse well the game, I can show you why.
In which case, obviously, you benefited from a couple of decisions today, probably. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. It seems like both marginally offside, but very close. But it seems like from a replay, they're both marginally offside.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, we conceded a goal that was not marginally offside, that was a yard offside, and nobody found a word to say. So now when you are marginally, and I watched the game, it's not sure that it was offside. And it was a foul. So it's just suddenly when we concede the goals, it's absolutely normal, even for a yard offside. And when we may be, you have to answer that in the press conference.
Do you think your players have become a bit tired of the... what we've been writing the last few weeks at Tottenham
coming
and asking the club, did that have something to do with this performance?
I believe we do not really listen too much, as much as you think, to the national debate. You know, that's among you. We focus, we live inside our own club, and we focus on what is important for us. And people have a perception of about the us, about the game, and we have to live with that. And we can only give one answer, it's always on the football pitch.
Do you think, based on this performance, that you deserve, it sounds from what you're saying, that you feel that you deserve a bit more trust and a bit more belief from the fans?
I deserve nothing, no. I'm here to produce a quality performance for people who come and pay their money and enjoy it and go home happy or unhappy. That's my job, and I don't think I deserve anything. I just try to produce what people expect, and... But I have as well to live with sometimes opinions that are not right and opinions that are a bit exaggerated. And so I can live with that without any problem. Right. I'm 35 years in the job, you know, so I know a little bit, I can anticipate what happens.
Could you speak about Sanchez and Ozil? They don't have long on their contracts, but they showed a lot of commitment with their performances.
Yes, of course. But if you have to give me one credit, I never questioned them, you know, because I know them well, and I know that as long as these guys turn and go on the football pitch, they want to win the football game. And they showed that commitment again today. I never questioned that commitment. They can have bad games. But the problem is when the player is goes to the end of a contract, if he has a bad game, everybody says, of course, because he goes. But their interest is to play anyway.
Arsene, do you think performances like today, days like today, the atmosphere, can that convince Ertis and Ozil to sign new contracts?
I just said I'm wrong enough in the job, that's not enough. Because the quality of a contract has to be good. And enough for them, you know, as well. I personally believe, I am convinced they love the club, they love the team, but all the rest will be decided when, I don't really know.
Is that the sticking point?
I'm not alone to master that.
Is that the sticking point, the quality of the contract?
No, it's part of it. The whole thing has to be right. They have to be happy, that they have to... I believe they love the club, they want to stay, but as well... other clubs are about the top clubs out there, and other top clubs out there who offer good contracts as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you.